All right, so many states are seeing real big problems. All these Democrat mayors and governors and so forth say, wait a second. We've got too many illegals. Have you seen what's happening in Denver? They're cutting millions of, maybe as close to $10 million from the police budget. Think about this. They're cutting $10 million from the police budget while they have numerous openings. They're not even fully staffed at the Denver PD, right? So they can pay for illegal aliens. The same illegal aliens that come to New York City and complain that the food isn't good enough. And that the shelter isn't fancy enough. And their kids don't get a good enough education. I guess they wanted a celebrity chef to show up and make them their traditional dishes from home. Time to get specific here in Michigan, because these problems are going to come here as well. It's just a matter of time before they get out of hand. Michigan House Republican floor leader Brian Postumus with me. Brian, how are you?
I'm doing great. Always to be on. Thank you.
Good to have you here. Look, the problems of Denver or Chicago. Look, I was in Chicago a couple of weekends ago. We saw the rows of tents. And all the tents were the same color. Not like ordinary homeless encampments of Americans. All these tents are the same color, meaning they were provided by somebody.
Right.
What are we facing in Michigan, and what can we do about it?
Look, I mean, our country is facing a crisis at the border, both on just illegal immigration and then also a humanitarian crisis as well, because this is impacting people that are coming here legally, taking the time to go through the process correctly. The crisis at the border, the illegal immigration that's burgeoning at the border, is impacting that as well, and those people are coming to Michigan, and a lot of crimes are being committed in Michigan by illegal immigrants, and so, you know, we have to do something at the southern border in order to address the issue.
Yeah, we have to address the issue. But what do we do here? I mean, we've seen the governor say, "Hey, you want $500?" You know, and I see people like Dan Kildee over there, the retiring congressman. You want $500 to let an illegal live in your house, or two or ten or whatever? You know, I don't think Dan Kildee offered anybody to live in his house for $500. I'm just going to guess.
Right.
What about members of the governor's staff? Any members of the governor's, any Democrats in Michigan taking up the governor on that $500? Any Democrat at all?
Not that I know of.
Right. Not that I know of either. Maybe I'm wrong. But, hey, if you know somebody, 877-310-9966. Ring up the hotline. We'll get them on the air, talk about their experience, right? I mean, it's all BS, Brian, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It absolutely is. And so what I've been proposing, I called on the governor first back in May of 2023 that we should send our National Guard down to the southern border to help alleviate some of the challenges there, help address some of the logistics issues that we have there, help address the shortage of resources that we have there. And so what my thought is, and what House Republicans' thought is that, you know, let's use that $8 million that's been allocated for housing illegal immigrants here in Michigan, and use that to help secure the border with our National Guard.
I agree with that. But I think we should also be prepared to shore up the northern border. I mean, not a lot of places they can come in across the northern border. We have bridges and so forth. It's not like Texas where they can come across, or California where they can come across on land or a small river. We have these things called the Great Lakes and big places to cross. But still, the northern border is being compromised. Montana, Minnesota, New York, Vermont, New Hampshire, all along there, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, the southern border is still our major issue, but we've seen border crossings, illegal boarding crossings at our northern border skyrocket in the last couple of years as well. Now, it pales in comparison to what's happening down in our southern border, but it's still something that we need to take into consideration and address.
Yeah. So what would you like to see happen in the states? What would you like to see happen to address what's happening? You know, we send people to help Texas. That'd be great. It's not going to happen because the governor will never do it. You know that. But what can we do here to make sure that we don't get penalized? We don't want Muskegon or Grand Rapids or Kalamazoo or Detroit to turn out like Denver, do we? We don't want that.
Right.
Right.
What do we do? So there's a couple things. I mean, first of all, you know, the House of Representatives, I'm introducing a resolution calling on the governor to send National Guard down to our southern border here coming up next week. I don't expect that's going to go anywhere. Hopefully it gets put up for a vote. We'll see. From there, hopefully I can have a conversation with the governor and implore her to follow suit. You know, is she going to do it? You may be right. She probably won't. And then from there, you know, there's legislation in the House to ensure that that cities and counties here in Michigan can't create sanctuaries for illegal immigrants. And we need to pass that. That legislation needs to move and be signed into law.
And what's the chance of it moving? I mean, as the Republicans know in Lansing, I mean, you were basically told to sit down and shut up from the beginning of this session.
So,
they don't care what you think, Brian.
Yeah, it is slim to none, which is why it is imperative that this November Republicans take back control of the House of Representatives. If we control the House of Representatives, then we can start to do some things. But it all starts there. Right now, the Democrats control the House of Representatives 56 to 54 seats. So we just have to win two seats in the state of Michigan, and so we need everybody's help to do that.
Yeah. How are you going to do that? What are you going to do on the statewide level to try to win a couple? And look, a couple of those seats got away by what, 500 votes?
Yeah, there are two seats that we lost by less than 700 votes. And I believe there are four seats that Democrats sit in today that Trump won in both 16 and 20. And so the environment's markedly different than it was in 2022. And so we have a very good chance of winning. But we do need we need a lot of help, and we need people to turn out to vote in November.
All right. So that's how we got to turn the tide here. So you need grassroots efforts. If people say, look, because here's the way I feel about it. You can't sit on the couch and bump your gums and complain. You got to get involved. This is how I get involved. You get involved by running for office. But there's a place for everybody on the football field, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Every aspect of politics is about involvement at one level or another. And so, you know, if you don't know where to start, then call up your county Republican Party. They'll put you to work. They know, most of them around the state know what they're doing and are very effective at helping to win elections.
Right. I mean, and when I say there's a place for everybody on the football field, look, you need a starting quarterback. You also need a water boy. You need a trainer.
Right.
You need a cheerleader. I mean, honestly, it just because you're not the main person out front doesn't mean you can't contribute to a winning team. I'll give you the last word.
Absolutely. Well, like, for example, here in West Michigan, Tommy Brand is challenging an incumbent Democrat for a seat, and that's going to be a very expensive, very close race. And if we can win that race, Republicans will absolutely take back the majority in the House of Representatives. So if you're in West Michigan, focus all your efforts in Wyoming and Byron Center to help take out a progressive leftist.
There you go. Floor leader for the Republicans, Brian Postumus. Have a good Friday, man.
Thank you
for being here. All right. We'll take a break. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
When you're a foster parent, you play a lot of roles.
Provider, giving a foster child a safe home, healthy meals, and hope.
You're always there.
You're a cheerleader.
You're family. You would do anything for a child in your care.
Every day is different. Every need is different. But one of the most impactful roles you can play in life is being a foster parent. See why at michigan.gov/hopeforahome. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're on a mission to help job providers and entrepreneurs succeed. When Michigan businesses can grow and thrive, so do our families, communities, and local economies. We're here to protect, to connect, and to strengthen. That means powerful advocacy from our top-ranked lobbying team, virtual and in-person events to make connections and support your learning and training needs, and proven product and services to help save you time and money. Join with us. We're stronger together.
To
learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Why are so many Americans taking CBD? Chronic pain, stress, anxiety, depression, and sleepless nights may be the result of an imbalance known as clinical endocannabinoid deficiency. Patriots Relief has the solution. Our premium CBD products are designed to replenish those missing endocannabinoids, restoring internal balance and overall wellness. Don't let deficiencies hold you back. Experience the transformative power of CBD with Patriots Relief. Use promo code Gruber at PatriotsRelief.com or call 877-230-1776.
Tired of your dues paying for union politics? They try to hide it, but union bosses spend billions in dues every election cycle to fund a radical agenda that is out of touch with rank-and-file union workers. But there's good news. You can stop it. You don't have to pay for union politics. A Supreme Court case won by the National Right to Work Legal Defense Foundation means public employees can stop paying union dues completely. Exercise your rights and request free legal aid from the National Right to Work Foundation, nrtw.org/Michigan, nrtw.org/Michigan.
Did